From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least three people have been killed and dozens injured after an earthquake struck Taiwan. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the shallow 6.4 magnitude quake was located about 43 kilometers southeast of Tainan, a city of nearly 2 million people. VOA's Bill Ide told me that earthquakes are something that Taiwan has faced many times before.
This is a constant source of concern in Taiwan. Earthquakes are quite common there. And the biggest earthquake that Taiwan has had in recent years was in 1999, and that earthquake was a 7.7 magnitude quake that killed more than 2,400 people. So it was very serious, and it's something that people are quite used to, but of course they don't want this to happen.
VOA's Bill Ide in Beijing. Thousands of Syrians fled Aleppo, headed to the Turkish border on Friday. The Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation said that 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border. That's even though Ankara had closed its crossing point. The charity said it was setting up tent camps in Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter. The latest stream of refugees trying to escape Syria is occurring as the Assad government's troops, supported by massive Russian airstrikes, launched attacks in northern Syria aimed at encircling the city of Aleppo. The Russian Defense Ministry said its fighter jets had hit 875 targets in Syria this week, including airstrikes in the northern offensive. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.